It is better to do one's own duty faultily than another's duty perfectly. So I understood it as relating to the varnas. So if somebody is by nature, let's say a kshatriya, then how could he do somebody else's duty, like a brahmin's duty, perfectly? Would it not mean that he is a brahmin?
It's a hypothetical statement. In other words, even if you do that, maybe given certain times and circumstances, one may be very expert at something. For instance, a kshatriya may be very, he knows shastra, he knows deity worship, he knows everything else, and he does, he may not do that, all that perfectly, but he's still not allowed to either beg, live by begging, and he's still not allowed to work, be employed by others. So, Lord Krishna is highlighting a contrast. Generally, over a long-term period, no, people won't be able to do something that's not their nature. But circumstances are there. There's an emergency. I don't know, the local Brahmin, broke his arm, and now you have to do the arti. But once his arm mends, then you can't continue to do it. Then you have to let give it back to him, even though maybe you were doing it very well, or maybe you were even apparently doing it better than he. But because there's more to being a Brahmin, therefore eventually you run into stumbling blocks along the way.
Then I got some other questions that's relating to specific verses in the Bhagavatam I was reading. So can I ask them now? One question, the first canto, one of the verses, in the word for word it says that prima is love, so the Pandavas felt prima for Bhishma. So can prema be felt only for Krishna or for Krishna's devotees as well?
Krishna's devotees?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do they feel for each other in the spiritual world? Das, das, and das. I want to develop prema for devotees.
Okay. Very nice. And then also in the same purpose says that Bhishma couldn't take the side of the Pandavas for political reasons. He felt his kshatriya duty to Duryodhan should come before his affection or prema for Krishna and the Pandavas, Krishna's devotees. So would it be correct behavior or thinking for us to fear that our like dharma or duty comes before our Krishna?
One of the themes of Mahabharata is it's very difficult to determine what dharma is. And that was in the previous age, and now in Kali Yuga it becomes even more murky. Well, you have to be very astute. What is really, what is dharma? And in a certain situation where you're torn, and usually that's what happens when you're torn between different circumstances. And of course, Bhishma Dev is not an ordinary person. And there's also Krishna's Leela behind it. But there are many sections, conversations in Mahabharata where he did the wrong thing. Although the Pandavas never accused them of doing the wrong thing, they accepted that, all right, well, he had a political duty, but that was really sort of a material thing, and Krishna uses his devotees to actually set examples for us, both of what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. For instance, if I remember right, this Balabhacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time is Sukadeva Goswami. And, you know, he was someone who's in a was not doing the right thing is Sukadeva Goswami, which was quite startling. That's Gorganadesh Pika. But sometimes it appears that people, devotees, are sort of bound to stick to doing the wrong thing. For instance, in New York, there was a time when the temple president, as well as the GBC, was really going off the rails. So there were some devotees who reported him to Prabhupada, and there were others who just, they didn't support him, but they followed him. So they asked Prabhupada, well, who's right, who's wrong? And Prabhupada said, well, they were both right. One was right who followed, because he meant to follow authority, and the others were right because they took the position of pointing out that something's amiss, something's going wrong. It's not an easy thing.
Does that mean that there may be more than one right action in a particular situation?
There may be multiple right things, but sometimes circumstances, material attachment, sort of oblige one not to do the ideal thing or not to do the right thing, which then, even though he may know that it's not, so Arjuna satakena payutuyam papam charitimusha, why is someone forced to perform sinful activities even against his will? He knows it, but he's forced. So why is someone forced? So Krishna says kamesha krodesha. So it just doesn't deal with gross things, but also other subtle things as well. Subtler things. And yeah, Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya was in the same situation. Kripacharya was in the same situation. They knew the Pandavas were right. They knew the Pandavas would win. They knew the Pandavas were Vaishnavas. And still they did it. Karna, same thing. Krishna came to him, told them, come fight on the other side, you'll become the king. And he said, no, I gave my word to Duryodhana. So, Yudhisthira Maharaj, now you should lie. So, and he hesitated. So, what was wrong? So, it was obviously right to do what Krishna says, But still, you know, just because of morality and so on, that's why the gopis are considered to be the most superior, because they throw all of these things out. They don't care about morality, they don't care about dharma, they don't care about anything. They'll always do what Krishna wants. So they'll always do the right thing. Whether it means abandoning their children or anything.
Just relating to that, at least I don't have Krishna personally telling me what to do, but there's Shastra, scripture, with Krishna's words, but then in some places it says one thing, in other places it says something else. So,
time, circumstance, and there's also weight of things. So when someone's sick, you tell them you can't eat milk, but otherwise it said if you don't eat milk, you'll become a demon. So, or somewhere it said brahmachari shouldn't talk to women, like grihasthas can. So different people, different times, different circumstances, and that's why that balance. You know, you need to know what's the priority of these things. What's the level of these things? Because they have different weight. So that was Arjun's thing. Arjun's thing was, well, if I fight this war, then we're going to end up with Varnasankara. And he was right. But more important was what Krishna said. So if Krishna wasn't concerned about Varna Sankara, then we should do what he says. So he says, Sarva Dharma Pritcha, forget about the Dharma. And you just do what I say. What else?
Kurukshetra war, the Pandavas, they were forced to fight and kill so many people so they can practice their Kshatriya Dharma of ruling. Even Bhishma told them not to regret it. So it seems quite extreme the length they went to so they can practice their Varna. When doing the needful or other considerations stop so many devotees from practicing their Varna Dharma.
Well, they didn't fight because they were Kshatriyas. They fought because there was a need to resolve the situation and nothing else worked. So, no peace negotiation, no agreement, not even five villages. So then at that point, there was... And then, of course, there were other things involved in terms of how... The nature of the rule what's going to happen in the future if someone like Duryodhan stays as king, what's going to happen to the people. And so then since that couldn't be resolved, then their dharma was to fight. It wasn't just because I'm a Kshatriya, so I got nothing to do, I have to fight.
So it wasn't just for that they are Kshatriyas, they need to rule. Duryodhan wouldn't even give them a village to rule, so it wasn't the reason why they had.
Well, but then there was Krishna. They were satisfied with the five villages, and even Krishna, since they have to give protection, but they also have to guide people to perfection. Duryodhan wasn't going to do that. So, yeah, you've got a guru who can't take you back to Godhead, or you've got a guru who's fallen, then we have to reject him and take someone who can.
Mm-hmm.